Ezekiel chapter 18. The words are sharp. The one who sins is the one who dies. The main message of this chapter is to point out our personal responsibility for our own actions. Since Eden, the human being, tends to blame others for his own mistakes. Adam replied to God, "The woman you gave me." Eve blamed the serpent. Since then, we have tried to justify ourselves by blaming others for our own mistakes. Neither parents for their children, nor children for their parents, nor the government, nor the environment, nor our genetics, nor our teachers are responsible for our sin. It is time for us to own the consequences and acknowledge our personal responsibility. In the context of what appears to be either black or white, suddenly appears, without announcement or warning, the light of genuine forgiveness in the face of genuine repentance. But a wicked person who turns his back on that life of sin and keeps all my statutes, living a just and righteous life, he'll live, really live. He won't die. I won't keep a list of all the things he did wrong. He will live. When we acknowledge our guilt and truly repent, there is hope. Because, says the Lord, "Do you think I take any pleasure in the death of wicked men and women? Isn't it my pleasure that they turn around, no longer living wrong, but living right, really living?" There is still hope. Come to Jesus. He is waiting for you with open arms.